We're getting a little head start on things and doing our year-end special today in August. It's a year we wish would end special.
Last summer, we went to Philadelphia and their beautiful outdoor venue, the Mann Center. While there, we interviewed a local hero and a hockey legend.
I'm going to say, I don't like to comment on people's physical appearance, but you are a much more handsome man than I would expect from a guy who had a career as a hockey goalie.
I was hoping you'd say that. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I was particularly admiring your full set of teeth.
Yeah. Well, by the way, it cost me about $40,000.
I understand. Right. Yeah. Now, you are Quebecois, right? You're from Montreal?
Yes, from Montreal.
Right, yeah. Right. And you came down to play hockey in America at a pretty young age, right?
In 1967, quickly. Yeah. First of all, before this, I had played 2 years for Boston. There were only six teams in the league. Don't hold this against me, you know?
Yeah.
But now the expansion came in 67, and I was up in Montreal hitting some golf balls, and a friend of mine comes up to me and says, "Hey, you got drafted." I said, "Billy, by whom?" He said, "Philadelphia." At the time, I said, "Where's Philly at?"
Really?
Yeah. And then they put us on the float. 24 players got drafted.
Yeah.
And we went through Broad Street to introduce us to the
city. Right down the center of Philadelphia.
And we had more people on the float than we had watching us. But, you know, it's a good story because 7 years later, we won the Stanley Cup and we had 2 million people.
Yeah. So you were acclaimed, and that's why you're in the Hall of Fame, as being one of the greatest goalies of all time. What is the secret to being a great hockey goalie?
Have a good team in front of you.
Really? I've always wondered, is that terrifying to be there knowing that that puck could be flying at your head at 100 miles an hour at any moment?
It does. But, you know, when you're playing the game and you're performing in front of 20, 22,000 people, you know, at that age, plus your mid-20s, late-20s, you don't think about this. You just
really?
Go out and challenge. Yeah.
Really?
There's no fear.
Oh, hang on.
I was wondering if the people in back can see the flash from both rings.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go, folks.
So where you got...
They must be so heavy.
By the way, I have a little story about the rings.
Please, let me say that, of course, Bernie is wearing his two championship rings. That was Stanley Cup, 73 and 74. Right?
74, 75.
74, excuse me.
Yeah.
One in each hand. So tell me the story.
The story is I was upstate New York signing autographs a session, and this beautiful young lady, about 17 years old, comes up to me. She said, "Can I have a picture for my brother?" I said, "Sure." I'm signing, she says, "Championship ring?" Yep. And then we have our names on this, right? Perrant, but she had no clue. 17-year-old kid, she looks at the name, she goes, "Man, this is cool." You know, 17-year-old kid. I said, "What is it so cool about it?" She said, "They even made one for their parents too." That brings you down.
Yeah, you must have been very proud of your son, I guess. Yeah. Hey, we have always heard that part of the tradition of the Stanley Cup is that every player on the winning team gets to take the actual Stanley Cup, the trophy, home for like a day.
Yeah.
What did you do with your day?
I put mine in the swimming pool.
What?
In the swimming pool in the deep end. So people had to dive in and kiss the cup, right?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was fine until about 2 in the morning, then it got dangerous.
You can only keep it up for 8 or 9 hours before someone's going to get hurt.
Lord.
Yeah, and then the people like the National Hockey League didn't get mad at you for doing that?
If they get mad, it's their problem.
There you go. Yeah.
I think there's been worse things than that.
Yeah, sure. And that is a Philadelphia attitude.
Definitely.
Yeah. It occurs to me, speaking of Philadelphia, this is where, did you learn English here when you came here? You were a French speaker, originally, of course, you still are. But
just when I got drafted again with Boston, I was 17, I had to go to Niagara Falls, Ontario. And I couldn't speak English. I picked up my suitcase and went to Niagara Falls. It was scary.
Yeah.
But listen, when you're hungry, you learn how to speak a language.
Yeah. Je voudrais un cheese steak.
That was good.
Thank you. Well, Bernie Perron, it is a pleasure to talk to you, an honor to meet you, but we have asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
It's your turn to figure out what the hell icing is.
So, icing is this rule in hockey that no one outside of hockey understands. We're confident several NHL players probably don't get it either, so we're going to ask you three questions about the other kind of icing, the kind you find on a cake. Answer two out of three questions right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of Carl Castle on their voicemail. Bill, who is Bernie Parent playing for?
Lauren Spivak of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Must be a fan. All right, you're going to be good at this. Three questions, three periods, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So first question. One of the best uses of icing we know about is German chocolate cake. Which of these is a true interesting fact about German chocolate cake? A, it was once used to smuggle a nail file into Rikers Island, but the recipient was so excited about German chocolate cake that he swallowed it. B, after a salmonella outbreak in 1956, it was commonly referred to as a while as Germy chocolate cake. Or C, it has nothing to do with Germany. It was named after a man who was named Sam German.
Really?
Yeah. Well?
Next question, please.
Nice block, I
nice
guess.
Block. Yeah. I'll take the third answer.
Well, that's the right one.
Ah, how about that?
What was that?
There was a guy in the 19th century who invented a baking bar called German Chocolate Bar, and that became German Chocolate Cake, and now it's German Chocolate Cake. There you go. Next question. Legendary baseball player Sparky Lyle used to love to prank his teammates whenever it was their birthday, and icing played a role. What did he do? A, he stole their glove and baked it into their birthday cake. B, quote, chewing tobacco flavored icing. Or C, he would sneak into the locker room and put his butt print in the cake.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. How about the third one?
Yes, you know, athletes. Just, you know, I'm sure you know professional athletes. Is he more likely to take the time to bake a cake or just sit on one? And you were right. That was the answer.
And what kind of impression did it leave?
It left.
A deep one.
A shapely one.
Yeah. Crappy.
Last question. Unsurprisingly, there is a Trump administration scandal involving a cake. Is it A, the president sent a giant birthday cake to Vladimir Putin? B, the president plagiarized his inauguration cake design from President Obama. Or C, the president just recently slashed apart his 72nd birthday cake looking for the girl he expected to jump out of it.
Knowing Trump, I take the third one.
What about you think? Actually, I like that you picked that, so I'm just going to let you go with that. But it was actually two, the second one. The Trump inaugural committee, instead of having their own cake design, just went to a baker with a photo of Obama's inaugural cake and said, we want that. Bill, how did Bernie Parent do in our quiz?
Well, let's call it three.
Yeah, I know.
Three doesn't make any difference.
Bernie Parent is a two-time Stanley Cup winner. You can find more on the Flyers website, BernieParent.com. Bernie Parent, thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.